Welcome back, everyone, to You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge podcast. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
How's it going, Jordan?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
That's swell.
Mm-hmm. So, what did you think of this week's episode?
It was a crazy episode, and a lot of shit happened that was unprecedented in challenge history. Well, some stuff.
It
kind of shocked me a little bit.
No, I agree. It was crazy is a good word. A lot of stuff kind of went down. We had kind of like a resolution from a couple of different people that like from stories that had been going on for a few years, and then we also started this whole new weird debacle.
Mm-hmm.
That will probably follow someone for a few years.
Let's go through this chronologically. At the beginning of the episode, they did like the this is what happens at the end, let's go back and see how it happens kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
2 days earlier. And then they went to the beat, and that was Ty leaving, basically, or saying that he was going to leave. And then it goes to them on the beach, and all the guys are lathering each other up because they don't want to be gay, so they do a circle jerk kind of thing, which kind of makes it gayer.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? Ty asks Paula if she wants to take it to the next level, and she says no chance, which was kind of... But then everything... There was no conflict. They were making out 5 seconds later. I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, it's hard to read those two. It's hard to kind of know the true tone of that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Paula giving us some nice side boob while laying on that beach.
It's true. Another thing, Ty, I guess I don't get Ty is what I don't get. Because at the beginning of this season, he said that he was in a relationship with Emily, but he hates her. But now in this episode, like at the beginning, when they're talking, he's saying she's the only one he trusts in the house and that he loves her and blah, blah, blah. So which, I don't get it.
I feel like Ty really kind of turned the corner this season.
He definitely did. And that's kind of it kind of makes me wonder if there's meddling going on with how they present them. Like if he's not really that guy in real life, you know, like maybe the producers told him to tone down the assholeness this season, something.
Well, you're wondering if maybe he's not the good guy in real life?
No, I think maybe he's not the asshole. Well, I don't know. It could go either way, I guess. But like, it's not like years have gone by since the last season when he provoked what's his name from Real World Vegas to punch him. Like that was 6 months ago, and he was a fucking asshole that season. So what's the big turnaround? It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
Well, you know, you got some good things going in your life, and your perspective can change.
Maybe. Even on the after show, Paula said that she used to hate Ty because he was a fucking asshole, and she kind of turned the corner on him this season, too.
Yeah, he seems like a whole new man this season.
He does. I'll give him that. Actually, CT seems like the last couple seasons, he seemed like a whole new man, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a little age, and maybe the testosterone starts toning itself down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Ty, if we're comparing Ty to CT, then Ty did it in record time.
It's true. Took him about 5 years less. He didn't have to get banned from the challenge for years.
Mm-hmm. Although, I mean, technically, Ty pushed Panda off a 12-foot set of stairs on the concrete.
That's
in his
true.
First season. So Ty got started. You know, Ty started quick. It took CT a little bit of time to build up to the act of extreme violence. So
yep. Well, what did you think of this? The actual challenge portion.
Because
I loved it.
It was a good one. It was.
This is kind of what I was talking about last episode. Like the right amount of stupidity and silliness.
No, you're right. Yeah. It was the right tone for this show, without a doubt.
Absolutely. TJ's wearing a really stupid shirt, which he's kind of carrying on that tradition. I want to tear you apart is what it says. And let me jump to the after. Did you watch the after show?
Yes.
With Johnny Mosley.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're gonna fault me for this, but Johnny Mosley has a lot more personality than TJ.
You're out of your goddamn mind, man.
Johnny Mosley is a host. He the way he talks and stuff, he sounds like a host. TJ's maybe just like, here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna go down the beach, then you're gonna change a tire. You killed it.
Listen, I don't want to hear that bullshit from you, Jordan.
I don't
you're
know,
the
what?
One who has this fantasy world of TJ being hugely involved in the show in every aspect.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Now you're going to turn your back on him? Listen, TJ...
He's done some good things, but
suffered,
as a host...
Suffered goddamn brain damage, and now we're going to like compare him to Johnny Mosley. Johnny Mosley, back when he was hosting the show, was one of the worst hosts. He like,
come on.
He had no passion for it. He didn't give a goddamn. It was just like, it seemed like it was just a job to him.
Well,
TJ
maybe
seems involved with this shit, all right? He
a little bit, but
calling people out, you know, Mosley okay. didn't care. He didn't give a shit.
I do like that TJ calls people out and stuff, but I think if Mosley came back now, he would be better than TJ is now.
Possibly, but I, at this point, am now loyal to TJ, you know?
Yeah.
He's been in it for so many years, there's no turning around now.
What other hosts have there been besides those two?
There was TJ Lavin.
TJ Lavin?
I think he was like a BMX. Wait, no.
TJ Lavin's the guy who's...
I'm out of my mind right now. Once again, a little tired. Yeah, so, yeah, with our hosts, there was TJ Lavin, there was Johnny Mosley, Dave Mira, I think.
Oh, yeah, he was like one season.
Guy. Yeah, I think he maybe did like one or two, but...
They had a bunch without hosts, right?
I think there's always been a host.
I wanted to ask you about this, because there's kind of like a difference between the old challenge and the way it is now. I think it started with the Gauntlet. When they started putting names to the seasons and they had that kind of format. Isn't that kind of where it turned into what it is now?
The
first Gauntlet?
Yeah, probably around that time.
And I think that's when it kind of got the host kind of thing. And I don't even remember what the show was before then.
Well,
but I did watch it, but I don't remember what happened.
One of the early seasons, which I think was just called like Battle of the Seasons or some shit like that. They actually had Mark Long and Eric Nies hosting.
Hmm.
So.
They should bring back Eric Nies. The Grind.
Yeah. Do you remember that Real World reunion when he was on?
I do.
With the long hair and the beard.
Mm-hmm.
It was an interesting look.
I guess so. Those reunions don't really work like they did the... Part two of the Las Vegas one, the original Las Vegas season. They brought them back together like 3 years later.
Oh, I loved that season. It was a mini season. It was like 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Probably filmed it over a long weekend.
I don't remember what happened, but I just knew one of the girls had a kid, and then I was out on that once I figured out she had a kid.
Oh, man, you're out of your mind, dude.
I did see Trishelle at Ralph's one time, though.
Hmm.
The Ralph's on Sunset, you should keep a lookout. Although that was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I don't think she lives in Hollywood anymore.
How do you know? Do you follow her on Twitter?
I think so, but I don't really. I mean, technically, yes, but I'm not constantly scanning through for the Trishelle posts.
All right.
I think she's accepted her fate as a wannabe actress. And
do you remember when she was on Surreal Life?
Mm-hmm.
That was the best show ever. But anyway, let's get back to this challenge.
One note on Trishelle. I think she supports herself these days as a like a poker player.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my respect for her just went up. This challenge was basically to make them as uncomfortable as possible, especially the ones who had been in long relationships. This would have been brutal.
Well, before we get into the challenge, we need to address one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a crossover. It starts with Ty seeming like a whole new person to the point where he can give relationship advice to Diem. And then Diem and CT talk it out and yeah. are able to make amends and seemingly get over their 5-year feud.
Yeah.
So like I said, man, resolutions all over the place in this season or it's in this episode.
It's kind of amazing that they happened to, I don't know, just in this, the big scheme of things, this was probably filmed over like a month or so. And they've been like on the outs for 5 years and they managed to capture the big fallout and the reunion like on camera during this time period. I guess that's what they were going for with the Battle of the X's format.
Yeah, yeah. I think right in the front of their mind were CT and DM for this season. Like, if they didn't get them, they probably would have went with a different format because that is the one relationship that everyone remembers, you know?
Do you think they're they're like getting over it? Their conversation that was like a, okay, we squashed it, we can now move on and be friends? Or was that, we squashed it, now we can like think about getting back in a relationship?
There's also the other option of we squashed it so we can fucking work together and win some money.
Well, that too. Do you think they are getting back together?
It seems like more of a possibility now than ever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm gonna say no. I don't think that they will.
For all we know, CT has a girlfriend.
Exactly.
He hasn't mentioned being single or anything.
You know, he, yeah, exactly. So. Because
well, anyway.
It's not like he's been banging some random chick on the roof this season. He's...
I think he learned his lesson there.
But, no, you know, if, when people come in and they're single, they act a whole lot different than they do when they come in and they're with someone. With the exception of Paula, she acts exactly the same in both scenarios.
Yep.
Anyway, on to the challenge.
The challenge was...
Race to the altar.
Race to the altar. They had to get dressed up in, wedding dresses and tuxedos and do a series of obstacles as in a race to the altar to get married. And I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, they had to get all dressed up, make sure they had all their clothes on and stuff, and then go over a giant wall, and then they had to dig up a box with, I forget what was in the box.
It was the garter.
Garter.
They had to get dressed in a wedding dress and tuxedo.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't just putting on their... on their normal challenge clothes. That would that wouldn't have fit with the premise of this.
No. Then they had to eat an entire wedding cake, or the first two tiers.
You missed one important aspect, which was climb the wall. A very important step in everyone's wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
Get dressed, climb the wall, dig up the garter.
You got to make it physical in some way.
Yeah, I guess so. But no one had any trouble at all.
No, that was actually surprising.
I guess we're to the point where we've weeded out all the weak people and... Son of a bitch.
Holy Christ. Who is it?
I don't know. Who cares?
Okay.
Do I still sound okay? Did the fact that I just got a phone call mess with my...
No, audio? It sounds fine.
Okay, cool.
I wouldn't have used the fork if I was trying to eat that wedding cake fast because they're not going to keep track of what's in the sand. I would have dropped as much in the sand as possible and kind of buried it with my foot shoveling it into my face.
But the argument could be made that more will fall off the fork. If you're taking heaping piles onto the fork, shit's going to be falling everywhere. But if you're grabbing it with your hands...
I would have just smashed it into my face, though, and then... Yeah, I don't even need to open my mouth. I just smash it in my face and pretend like I'm chewing. And then it all falls onto the floor. It would have worked. I don't know if I could eat that much cake. Paula was the only one that threw up, right? Or Camilla kind of threw up. I can't tell if she really threw up or not.
It seemed like a couple of people were kind of gagging their way through it. Mm-hmm. But it was a ridiculous amount of cake.
Yeah. Then Paul, or DM and CT were first, and then they had to go change a tire, which happens at every wedding day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it would have been rough changing that tire in the sand. And I think Dunbar was the only one who had, or he mentioned that the sand got in the bolts or whatever, and that's what fucked him up.
Yeah, like I'm sure everyone had a little bit of trouble with sand, but it certainly seemed to affect their game the most, because they had a bit of a lead, it seemed, and it was blown, because
yep.
Sand in the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So the order goes, at the point where they get dressed, they get dressed, dig up the garter. When they get dressed, Mark and Robin start out in the lead, and CT and DM are dead last in that stage. First team eliminated, is Ty and Emily when they're digging up the garters. And at that point, Paula and Dunbar are in the lead. Eating the cake, CT and DM finally pull into the lead. They, I guess you can kind of tell with DM. She's been needing a good meal, and she took full advantage of the fact that she was forced to eat two layers of wedding cake.
Yeah.
At that point, Johnny and Camilla are out, and changing the tire is where we lose Mark and Robin, and it's down to Dunbar and Paula, CT and DM, for the final race to the altar.
Yep.
At which point,
they had to carry each other through the... Or, well, not each other. The guy had to carry the girl towards the altar. And then DM and CT pull it out. They win.
They tie the knot. Get it done.
DM was on cloud nine during that fake wedding ceremony.
Yeah.
And she rode that, like, through the night. She dressed up like like she was getting married and stuff as they went out and got drunk and stuff.
And, like a bachelorette party.
Yeah. Yep. Was that their first win as power couple?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Which is surprising. I guess I'd expect them to be a slightly better team, but...
Mm-hmm. So who lost?
Can't tell with that DM. Who lost? Ty and Emily are heading into the dome.
Mm-hmm.
They were the first team eliminated at the dig up the garter segment.
Yep. So, and then the episode ended with us not knowing who DM and CT picked, right?
Right.
Cliffhanger.
Not to jump too far ahead, but do you have any predictions?
Not really, because they kind of seemed like they were on the fence about I would say Johnny and Camilla probably.
You think they're who gets voted in?
Well, I can't remember who CT said he wanted to keep around, because I'm guessing it's whoever he wants to throw in.
CT wanted to throw in Johnny and Camilla. You're right.
Okay, then I would assume they're going in then.
And Diem, for some reason, said was voting. Diem wanted Paula and Dunbar, which was the only team that flat out said, listen, we will not vote you guys in.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow DM thinks that they're the biggest threat. She says the words biggest threat. I have no idea how you get that from Paula and Dunbar. But
I don't really know what she's thinking either. It had something to do with in case they went into the dome on the final dome. She wanted to not have to go against a hard team or something. But
Paula, like...
Or Paula. Yeah, she thinks she's going to get beat by Paula, but...
You're going to get your ass kicked by Camilla.
Yeah, again. Camilla's better than Paula.
Like, you've gone up against Camilla before in that, like, getting the ball to the top of the hill, whatever.
Yeah.
And Camilla kicked your ass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. My prediction... Mark my words. Write this down, Jordan.
Okay.
Ty and Emily versus Paula and Dunbar. Paula and Dunbar go home.
All right. I'll take that prediction.
Write it down, Jordan.
I'm writing it. But if it's Johnny and Camilla, Ty and Emily are going home. Well, I don't know. It's hard because it's a challenge we haven't seen before. We got that much from the preview, so we don't know what's going to happen, really. I would hate to see Johnny and Camilla go home on the last dome or the second to last dome since they've done so well the whole season. It would really blow if they got sent home. But that's the nature of the game, I guess.
I seem to remember in the preview at the halfway point when they show that jet engine or that jet plane challenge or whatever mm-hmm. the hell. I'm pretty sure we see Ty running across the field with a lawn chair and taking a really big fall.
You're right. I think you're right.
It was a team with a green shirt on, and
he's
Ty
the only
and
black
Emily,
guy, right? Left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it had to have been him.
So that's why I'm thinking they're staying.
Unless it was Emily in blackface again.
You're absolutely right.
Well, if he was gone, she would have been gone too, I guess.
But so I'm saying they're going to win another one, and I have a feeling that it's Dunbar and Paula.
I'd be fine with that. Because I like Mark. I want Mark to go to the final. I don't want Johnny and Camilla to go home, and I don't really care about Paula, she or Dunbar.
I like Dunbar though, and I like Paula.
Dunbar hasn't done anything this season.
Dunbar is funny.
Ugh. Dummy bear.
Sand in the nuts, Jordan. Come on.
I guess. But, well, I don't know. Paula won last season, so I don't have that underdog-like instinct to root for her since she already is 150 grand deep.
Very true, but like, how many times has Johnny gotten to the end? And he won last year, too.
I don't care. I want to see the Dominators dominate. Well, you know what I would love? I want them to get to the end, but I would love if they lost and it was a good, like a really good race at the end and like Mark won or something.
Yeah, Robin's never won one of these things, so who knows? Maybe this is her year.
Yeah.
Though I doubt it.
Probably.
But yeah, Johnny and Mark seem to have a bit of an alliance going on.
Yeah.
It's kind of the impression that I got from this episode that they will not vote for each other.
Mm-hmm. Getting down to the wire, though, might have to make some tough decisions.
It's true. But at the same time, the decision may not be in either of their hands. We've seen that CT and Diem are getting along and competing better, and I say it's high time for Ty and Emily to get themselves a win and become power couple.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Might be time to rattle some chains, Jordan.
Maybe. Well, after their night out, their bachelor party night out, bachelorette party, this is the black and white face. Because Camilla, you know, she's Latin American. She's got a natural tan, so she does the powder. So I'm offended as a white man that she put on white face. Not really. But I will defend Emily's ignorance after you say what I say, or what you say.
I found it interesting that Camilla went with white makeup. Was she all out of red?
Apparently so. But Paula can be pretty pale.
I feel like if Camilla painted her face red to make fun of Paula, that would have overshadowed Emily painting her face black.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow people would have completely missed that, because that would have been some cold shit.
Mm-hmm. I can forgive Camilla for this because she's not an American, and it's kind of like an American thing, the blackface history. And Emily grew up in a cult, apparently.
Yeah, which is very strange. And I feel like I kind of remember that being mentioned in her Real World season.
Never watched it, so I don't know anything about her.
But yeah, that was a bit of a mess.
It seems like if I was there, I would have if I would have seen them walking down the stairs, I would have just gone. I would be like, okay, turn around.
Yeah, just
this is going to be really bad. Don't even let the cameras see you.
Just like put them under your arms and carry them back up the steps.
Uh-huh.
I agree 100%.
But I will defend Emily's ignorance because I had a similar thing. Well, not really similar at all, but a conversation with a black friend, and because I was explaining that the funniest Halloween costume I'd ever seen was one of my dad's friends dressed up like Buckwheat one Halloween, which it was a fantastic costume. But to do the costume, he had to do the blackface thing in ignorance. And it didn't cross my mind that was like a racist kind of a thing, and had to have it beaten into me that it was offensive and blah, blah, blah. But there are a lot of ignorant white people that don't really understand the history or that it's going to offend anybody, especially if she's from the Midwest, because even at Halloween nowadays, I went to a giant Halloween party this year, tons of white people in blackface.
And we also got an email this week from Tommy Lee. You remember Thomas Lee? He used to email.
Yeah, drummer from Motley Crue.
Yeah, that's the one. he mentioned, you know, a few seasons ago, Duel 2, first episode, Isaac dressing up as Flavor Flav, and no one gave a shit.
I guess it's, I don't know.
He was celebrated, Jordan.
I guess it's
for
just
his great costume.
If it crosses anybody's mind, that I don't know, it is strange.
And Paula was there at the party, and she didn't seem to take any issue to it, although she was too busy doing a rain dance because she was dressed as an Indian.
That's not offensive.
I don't know. I think some people take that are a little sour. There are people who probably get a little sour when they see. You know, it all depends on who's being mocked and how it's taken.
There's a lot of contextual stuff that depends who's around, I guess.
It's hard because, you know, Halloween rolls around. All I want is to dress as my favorite movie character in the world, Eddie Murphy from The Nutty Professor.
Right.
And I'm a racist now?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for the black people, but I would say around Halloween time, if it's not to make fun of black people, but just to dress up like somebody who happens to be black, I wouldn't consider that racist. But I made that argument before, and I was told that I was wrong. So
it's hard. It's yeah, I
gotta walk on eggshells around here.
Yeah, I don't know,
but. It was still a really stupid decision to putting all over her face, and you know. But I did feel bad for her, and I think Ty overreacted because he should have known. I mean, he knows Emily. He knows that she's not a racist, so.
I don't know. I feel like Ty. I feel like I could understand where Ty was coming from, especially when they were kind of talking about the next day, and Ty was saying, you know, it's not so much about the race thing, it's kind of like it's a little bit of everything, which completely makes sense because, like, if something like that were to happen, it's like, what the fuck is this asshole doing? Why is this person making fun of me in such a way? And
yeah,
and then it's like, oh wait, this is my partner. This is the one person here that's supposed to be supporting me. And not only that, they're making fun of a new relationship that kind of means something to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just seems like a whole bunch of things to kind of, that they're all coming at you at once. And
I guess it makes sense.
I don't know. It's just, it's hard. It would be a hard, hard thing to see, hard thing to understand.
How about Ty's relationship with some old lady that he revealed on the after show?
I feel like I've heard that from Ty before.
Like, I feel like I have too, and it's like he's like a concubine, basically.
That seems to be Ty's way of earning a living, of supporting mm-hmm. himself, it seems.
Strange.
Hmm.
Paula doesn't seem to have a problem with it. What I wish they had gotten into was Paula's relationship, like the one she had back home. I assume that they broke up, but we don't know who the guy was or what happened. She seemed happy enough.
Yeah, you're right. A better host than Johnny Mosley may have dipped into that, but unfortunately,
well, TJ wouldn't have. I think they should just have Kenny do it, honestly. Kenny knows everybody.
You know who I think should do it, Jordan?
Maria Menounos.
You and me. Let's do it,
bud. Oh, of course.
Come on, man.
You'd be sweating balls, like, so nervous.
I would, but, you know.
It'd be worth it.
Are you prepared to ask the hard-hitting questions?
I would. I would definitely.
Like, how's Mike doing, Paula?
Yeah.
Are you guys still together?
Mm-hmm. That's what I would do. Off subject, but did you happen to listen to the Adam Carolla podcast when Maria Menounos was on there this week?
No, I missed it.
You should check that out, because apparently she's been hiding a Fran Drescher laugh from the world, and it came out on the show numerous times. It is so annoying. It's unbelievable. Do you remember the Seinfeld episode where Jerry was dating the lady with the bad laugh, that like that?
Yeah.
It's exactly like that. And Bald Brian has had a drop of it that it wasn't like he put together a bunch of laughs to make it extra long. It was 10 seconds long. And it was just it was crazy.
Wow.
You should check it out.
I will as soon as we're done with this. That's very interesting. No wonder she tries to hold back emotion on those after shows.
Yep, she's been hiding it for years.
Did they address it?
Adam laughed at her every time but they addressed it the next day. Bald Brian asked if the laugh was a deal breaker, and Adam said some non-committal answer.
But did she talk about how, like, oh, I try the...
No, they didn't really talk about it like that.
I see.
They just kind of glazed over it.
I'll have to look into that one.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that's basically it for this episode of The Challenge. Next week, so we have... Are they starting the final at the end of the next episode or no? Do we have three more episodes left?
I feel like we're going to... I feel like there's going to be one more dome.
Yeah, there should be. Well, there'll be two on the next episode.
Yeah. Because,
okay.
Unless they do another To Be Continued... And we start with a dome and end with the beginning of the final.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably what they'll do, I'm guessing. Cool. And also, speaking of Adam Carolla, pretty sure he gets voted off Celebrity Apprentice this week, which sucks.
But did you watch this past episode?
I did. I liked it.
Yeah?
Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, well, he was on it, and he... did some carpentry and got into it with Lou Ferrigno a little bit. But he said he's going to be on Ellen on Monday and The Tonight Show on Tuesday. So it was a live podcast. Somebody in the audience said, does that mean you're getting fired from Celebrity Apprentice this week? Because that's what usually happens when they get fired. So that's probably what's going to happen. Kind of sucks. But at least I don't have to watch it anymore after Sunday.
Yeah. We'll have... one less thing to address on the podcast.
Yep. did you watch Survivor this week?
Of course.
Actually, something occurred to me. Remember how you said Bill Simmons said he ran into Jeff Probst and he said the reason the last season sucked was because everybody was good looking. Is it possible he was talking about this current season that they had already filmed? Because everybody is so fucking stupid that it's unbearable.
You're right, man. That's a good point. It could be.
I feel like maybe he was drunk and he was just talking about the last season to him, but not necessarily to the viewer, because there wasn't really any hotties on last season.
That's a good point, man.
I think he's talking about this season, which is a drag.
Yeah, I feel, you know, I feel like you're right. Huh.
Yeah. I mean, we still got good challenges and stuff, but the people on this season, man.
It's true. Like, how are you allowing Colton to lead? Lead the team.
How do you not blindside him during that fucking tribal council? You go along with that guy? I don't.
It's like they have to be talking about this season because everyone's so afraid to like regroup.
Yeah.
Like people should be like, all right, listen up, guys. We jumped into this thing. We were all a little hasty in this on the first day. Yeah.
The only ones that seem to have any brains whatsoever are the black lady and the Asian lady, and possibly Troyzan, although he's not really showing anything. But everybody else is so fucking stupid. Like the what's the little guy's name?
Whatever Leaf.
Leaf, yeah, that's it. He kind of let it slip that that they were gonna vote out. They were planning on voting out the comedian guy.
Bill.
Yeah, and everybody took that as like a betrayal or whatever. And he just kind of took it like, rather than, I don't know, he didn't defend himself at all. And he just
totally could have talked his way out of that.
Yeah, he didn't even attempt to talk his way out of it. Like, he has no skills. I don't understand. Like, they got to pick people that like fit the Russell profile, or at least like have interest in strategy. Like, even a couple seasons ago, we had that guy who like lied and said he was like a chess master.
Yeah.
So everybody would think he was smarter. Like, I'm not seeing any of that kind of stuff this season. I'm very disappointed so far.
No, you're absolutely right.
But with that being said, the good looking ladies do go a long way with me. So I will continue to watch for sure.
No, there's no worry of me stopping watching this season. Because I even think, like, even though it may be a little frustrating, I still think that this was a good episode. And
yeah,
we got something that we've never seen before out of
that
this
is true.
Episode.
Because of stupidity, but yes, it was an unprecedented episode for anybody who didn't watch. The guys won the immunity challenge. And then they put themselves up to go into tribal council so they could get rid of a guy right away, which is about the dumbest thing that you can do, especially before the merge, because you want to be, I don't know, on pretty much every past season, they've kind of had a united thing with their tribe. Once we go into the merge, we're going to be we're going to have the numbers into the merge. That's the whole point of like going back and forth with the immunity challenges, is so you have numbers in the merge and you can take out the other tribe. And then you have your smaller alliances, like, okay, we're going to be the final three or whatever within your tribe. This season, none of that's going on. Not all the tribes are divided. It might be, maybe it's the one world situation. I don't know. But nobody's really playing like they used to. Or
yeah,
like they, in past seasons.
Yeah. Damn. Now that you put that together, it's like, my hopes for the future of this season are, boy, really took the wind out of my sail, Jordan.
Well, we've seen some good challenges. I'll still definitely enjoy watching it, but I hope somebody comes up with something, and I hope it's not Colton. Colton thinks he's making these great, good, big moves and stuff, but anytime Jeff Probst says, "Do you think this could be the dumbest move in Survivor history?" it's probably not the best move to have made.
Yeah, like the answer is always yes.
Yeah, it's probably not. Even if it's not the dumbest, him asking that question insinuates that it was a very dumb move.
Oh, God, and like, I'm like, it's confusing to watch at times because Colton is like calls out Leaf for like spilling the beans about Bill, presents the idea of like, listen, let's get to tribal council. We gotta we'll get to get Bill out, and like Tarzan completely doesn't get what's going on. He's like, we gotta get Leaf the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
it seems like, I don't know.
Then they get, actually, there was kind of a parallel this in the between the Challenge and Survivor episodes because of the race issues that they got into at the Tribal Council too. Colton said the only black person I didn't realize, well, I guess I didn't put it together that he's from the South, but the only black person he knew was his servant, but he really likes her and stuff. And
his housekeeper.
Yeah, and I don't know, he seemed to be a little less than you would expect, a little less like open-minded than you would expect, being that he's ridiculously flamboyantly gay. Probably gets a lot of shit if he's from the South.
Some of the stuff he's been saying, like calling Leaf like a midget, and
yeah,
like I feel like some of this stuff is going to come back to bite them, or maybe not, because it's not like he's going to move out of the South. He's going to be surrounded by a bunch of like-minded people, and
yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. I hate him a lot, and I always get really frustrated when somebody's trying to like have a conversation and the other person won't let them talk and won't like just be like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. Which was what he was doing to the, whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah. Yeah. To Bill.
Yeah. Bill.
As Bill was trying to talk it out, like to find out what about him rubbed him so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
In the challenge, another good challenge, it was,
puzzles.
And it was especially good because right before going to the challenge, Kat expressed, like, listen, I'm worried because I'm not good at puzzles. I need to be put with a strong partner.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be with Big Boobs over here because she's a fucking dimwit. Big Boobs gets all offended. It's like, listen, I'm the brightest light in this camp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna show you guys what putting together puzzles looks like, and then loses it for the team in the first round.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. I don't like that Big Boobs girl, but she does it for me physically. I like her.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it's probably the Big Boobs. No, now that I have to think about it.
Yeah, I can't imagine what else it could possibly be.
Well, it was interesting. This doesn't have to do with her boobs, but when they kind of got, after they lost, or they won, actually. Or wait, the guys won. They were back trying to figure out who to vote out. I think they were going to vote her out, right? The bitchy chick?
It seemed like it. But at the same time, then they keep bringing up Christina every week.
Uh-huh.
Which, that alliance really is strong, man. It's so strong it's blinding the entire camp.
Yeah, everybody's being really stupid. I wish I was on this season of Survivor because I could have... Well, actually, maybe not, because everybody's so irrational that maybe I couldn't...
Yeah, you'd be the first kind of one game out, Jordan.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'd
be just banging everyone on the women's tribe to get in their good graces.
Hey, ladies. Anybody need an ember? Anybody? Oh, your hands are cold?
You know what you gotta do for the ember.
Hands are cold, honey? Let me warm those up for you.
Why don't you come into my private little camp here?
Well, look, I got a tarp. Got some fire. Okay, anyway. but yeah, the guy's tribe, I don't know. I feel like it was cool to see, but in the long run, I feel like it was a mistake. And it also showed that, like, you're right, no one was, like, smart enough to be like... Listen, we gotta...
It's almost like they don't understand the game or, like, why it's a bad thing to go to... like, what the whole merge situation is. I don't think anybody's planning on staying with, like, guys versus girls once they do the merge. Assuming they do the merge.
But it's hard to say, you know, because they...
Well, I think the girls are going to stick together for sure. And who knows what's going to happen with the guys, because Colton already expressed that he's going to go over to the girls, but maybe he's changing his mind now that he's the leader.
then again, I don't think the girls are going to necessarily want him.
Yeah, that's true. It's a crazy game.
As soon as Saab hears Colton's housekeeper story, I don't know if she's going to be so down with that. Bill took it and kind of laughed it off.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling Sabrina is...
she's going to get...
is a little more clear-minded.
Yeah. Yeah, I really hate that Colton. I hope they have the balls to blindside him when he and they it would have to be a good blindside because he's got the immunity idol. So I don't know.
At the same time though, at least Colton was smart enough to try to vote someone out that wasn't on their alliance. Like,
yeah,
what's Tarzan thinking? Like, oh yeah, let's cut our numbers down even further.
Mm-hmm. Tarzan, if they do try to do a blindside, Tarzan's going to be the one to blow it.
You're absolutely right. Tarzan's a senile old man.
Yeah.
They got to get him out of there.
Dumb. If you had to guess now, it's still early. Who do you think's going to win this season? Not going to be a guy. I'll put that out there right now.
Who knows, man? Mac tonight might be able to get it together. That dude with the big chin, if he can make it to the merge.
Maybe. He's kind of been a sleeper so far.
As long as he can keep his head down, make it to the merge, he might be able to get something together.
I don't know. He's kind of playing the kind of game I would try to play, but probably wouldn't be able to once I got on the island, which is just go with your tribe. And then once you get to the merge, that's when you do the big moves and you start to get your act together. So I don't know. Maybe we have some smart people who just aren't acting smart yet because they're playing smart. Who knows?
Could be.
But I think Sabrina's going to win.
Do you know who Jay is?
Which one's he?
He's kind of the southern dude who... He's one of those kind of unassuming types, like,
mm-hmm.
kind of keeping his head down, was at least smart enough to jump to the other side when it was necessary. But at the same time, I think he might be a little too dim-witted to...
I think so, too.
To make it to the end.
Yeah, he said something at Tribal Council, like he was... He had to go along with it because he doesn't want a target on his back, which it's kind of, I don't know. I guess you have to do what you have to do, but I don't like to see that kind of, he should have stuck up for it. Like, as soon as somebody said, we're going into tribal, we're going to take it for the girls, I would have been like, are you fucking nuts? There's no chance in hell we're doing that. Like,
and the fact is, like, it was
nobody
a unanimous,
said that.
It was a unanimous decision. And like, but then at the same time, he's like, I have no idea what's going on. I don't know how we got here. It's like, if you're not 100% behind it, why did you vote for it? Like, it seemed like everyone was just afraid to be the guy to say like, nah, let's pump the brakes. Let's not be too hasty here.
Mm-hmm. I feel like all they needed was one person to go just laugh and say, are you nuts? There's no way we're doing that. And then everybody, it would have put that in everybody's mind that, well, yeah, we can't do that. It's fucking
like
stupid.
The man tribe is a tribe of fucking pussies.
Yeah, they all are pussies.
Except for Colton, man. He's somehow...
I gotta give him that.
He knows what he wants and he's getting it done. He's... I don't know.
I still am not sure if he's playing... If he's actually being smart or like actually playing right or if he's just getting
lucky. I don't think
he's
being smart. I don't think he's being smart, but he's managing to get the tribe to at least do what he wants. He's at least like leading the tribe. Like it sucks that their leader is an idiot, but no one else is stepping up to the fucking plate.
It's true.
I get maybe The smarter player is just trying to ride it out for a little bit. You know, like we've said before in previous seasons, the winner is the the kind of unassuming one who you know, hasn't rattled too many chains, who hasn't pissed people off.
Mm-hmm.
And Colton's pissing people, like, I hope people are getting pissed, because I know I sure am, Jordan.
Yeah, me too. Well, what do you say? We should wrap this one up, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Oh, yeah, the hottest girl challenge.
The people have spoken, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And,
They want us to burn through it?
Yeah, it seems like we'll probably just burn through it.
All right, do you want to do that now or next?
Nah, let's do it next week.
All right, so next week we'll burn through an entire round of the hottest girl challenge. Yeah, I think that should be enough, because it'll be, we should be able to wrap it up by the shit they didn't show.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah, yeah.
So we'll do that next week. Email us at youkilledit@gmail.com, and then Twitter us at youkilledit_pod, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like us on Facebook, youkilledit, something like that.
Yeah, you know, just search youkilledit, you'll mm-hmm. find us. You'll recognize the logo.
And tell a friend, because we love hearing from new listeners. I Facebook messaged a couple of the people that I didn't know who they were, and it turned out they were challenge fans. People that had added me in the past, so that was nice.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still listen?
Apparently, yeah. One girl said she like gasped when she saw that I had messaged her, because I'm a public figure to her. You know? So that was funny.
It's like getting a call from the president.
Yep, or Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
So well, it's nice to be famous. Got to bask in the glory. So anyway, we'll catch you next week. I'm Jordan Strickland.
I'm Ryan Kane.
See you later, listeners.
Have a good one.